This call is being recorded.
Get that sensation of being both connected and disassociated from your physical body. That you are now in the astral world, completely protected with the light. Feel yourself now beginning to rise up. Rise up in the room wherever you are, through the roof of the building. If you're inside, if you're outside, just see your physical body now falling below you as you rise higher and higher up in, high up into the clouds, through the clouds, rising up till you pass the Earth's atmosphere. Become aware now of all of the planets in the solar system, the sun itself. You look back down and you see the Earth. But look at down at the Earth and you'll see two different perspectives. One, you see the Earth as you believe it would be, as you've seen in your various movies and pictures. But now switch that and see the Earth as we see the Earth, as we see Gaia. See the beautiful blue planet with the clear skies, no pollution, certainly no chemtrails of any kind, just pristine and beautiful. See her how she once was and how she is destined to be again. It's already happening in the higher vibrational frequencies. In the timeline that you are fast and now moving toward. Again, see her as we see her from our viewpoint in the ships. If you have not already, be aware of all of our ships that are surrounding the planet in many levels of preparation. Many of us are on call and ready to move at a moment's notice. The need should arise. We are ready. But in all levels of preparation throughout, we have our various projects and programs that we are working with. But for now, just be aware of all of the ships, all of the consciousness within all of the ships. How there is the connection of the one with all, connected with all of the ships, the planets of the solar system, the sun, and the Earth, Gaia, and all of the people on the planet as well, and all of life forms. We understand that everything is the one consciousness, the unity consciousness. It brings all together. All of us are one, have always been one, always will be one. Together, we are the one consciousness. Now, as you raise your vibration, raise your consciousness into that unity consciousness, taking in all of the solar system and the Earth and all of life here on the planet and all the planets of the solar system. And also now out into the galaxy. I'm aware of the consciousness in the galaxy itself. The galactic central sun and the consciousness within that sun. That logos. That ensouls this great sun, how we're all connected to that. And beyond into this, the many galaxies beyond, and all of the central suns and all of the souls that ensoul those suns. Think of the immense consciousness in the universe, all the way to the central sun of the universe, the cosmic source of all life here in this universe. Notice I say this universe, for there are many universes beyond. Feel that connection as much as you can, all the way to the central sun of the universe. And the waves of energy that have been emanating from this great central sun of the universe through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through the central sun of this galaxy, through the sun of this solar system, and down to the Earth. All of the energy being stepped down more and more as it moves to the Earth, so that the Earth and life here on this planet can withstand the energy. If it were to take the energy directly from the great central sun of the universe, it would be immediately destroyed. But because of the stepping down process, lowering vibration, the energies can be withstood here on the planet. But notice how the energies have been increasing over a period of time. So more and more, these energies can be withstood by life here on this planet. More and more, life here can take these energies in. Speak now of human life as well as animal and plant and mineral. All being able to take these energies and then raise the energies throughout as a result of that. As you, the light workers, the warriors, have been taking these energies in and anchoring them here. But more than just anchoring now, you have been sending the energies out. Oftentimes without you even knowing that you are doing it. But when you know you are doing it, it is increased tenfold. So know that. And when you purposely sit in meditation and send the energies out, they are sent out 1,000-fold. Your purposeful intention and the group intention with it. 1,000-fold beyond, affecting millions and millions of people throughout the planet. To know as these energies, these waves of energy have been coming down to the planet, can see them across time now as you look at the time frame or the time levels. That one wave that you have heard of, that pulse of energy that originates from the great central sun of this universe, the cosmic source, has been making its way now, down, down in vibration, moving through the central suns of all of the galaxies, making its way to this galaxy. It's not yet arrived, but at the higher vibrational frequencies and a higher dimension, it has already arrived here. Is just waiting now, waiting for that signal from from Prime Source. Come as the great solar flash that you have heard so much about, have been anticipating so much. Now, if you would see this great flash happening, as you're looking from the earth, you can be in two places now. One, looking down at the earth, and also down in your body, being aware of what's going on. You see that great flash coming from the sun. All across the planet see it, as it cannot be hidden, even though those have been trying to hold off this great solar flash, blocking the sun. You can imagine that they could even think that they could do that. Yet in their folly, they continue to try. The solar flash shall emerge as it is destined to do. To see it now as it flashes, and all see it. You see the many colors in the sky. You've already been getting glimpses of this. Many have seen these colors in the sky. Even those of you on this call, or those of you that resonate to these words, some of you have been seeing those colors in the sky now. Things are rapidly changing as the vibration increases on the planet everywhere. And as vibration increases, consciousness increases. To see the result now of this great solar flash, see what happens. All of the people on the planet, all of life here on the planet, as all or many at this time recognize the oneness that they had not known previously. They begin to feel that, or they begin to ask the question that you asked long ago. Why am I here? What is this about? What is happening? And as they begin to ask that question, they, just as you did, will receive answers in various ways. This is how consciousness raises. Just as it raised for you, it is also going to raise for the many. Not all, but many. Now let yourselves begin to drift back towards your physical body. And wherever you find yourself, move back in your astral and etheric body, back into your physical. Come back in, tuck yourself all back in. Feel, continue to feel the oneness. You may have felt, if only for a moment. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Ashtar, and that I come at this time to continue to assist you and help you in understanding the perspective that we have, perspective that we want all of you to have as well. As we look down and we see the earth, we see life here on the planet, but we see it as it is meant to be, not necessarily how it is now. we see the higher consciousness all across the planet, not those pockets of lower consciousness. Yes, of course, we are aware of the darkness. We are aware of those dark ones that continue to do everything they can to hold back the ascension process, as they have known about this ascension process for thousands and thousands of years that it was coming, and have done everything they can to hold it back. But hold it back no longer are they able to do. For they are fighting against a rising tide of awakening, as this wave of awakening moves across the planet. This is what they feared the most, that the population would awaken and no longer need them. They have felt like they were needed. And their biggest fear is that no one will want or need them any longer. That is the way it must be. For as the population of this planet awakens more and more, and it is doing so as a result of all these waves of energy that have been coming in, wave after wave after wave, and with each continuing wave becoming stronger and stronger, and those here on the planet being able to raise their vibrations and receive these higher vibrational frequencies coming in. And in so doing, the awakening is happening now. The ascension process is in full swing. And you, those of you, the light workers and warriors, you are the ones that are awakening faster. You are the ones that are fully in the ascension now. In what you have heard of as the first wave of ascension. No, you have not ascended fully yet, but are in that process now, as you have heard many times. This is a process. It is not an overnight sensation, not at this point anyway. It can become that with the solar flash. The solar flash, the great event, will only happen in the divine timing that recognizes the consciousness of this planet that it has risen enough to be able to handle this energy coming in. For if the energy were to happen now, if the solar flash were to happen now, many across the planet would not survive. Even those of you, many of you, would likely not survive it. So it cannot happen yet at this point. But because of the continuing waves of energy that have been coming in, you are moving closer and closer to being able to not only withstand the energies from the solar flash, but be able to move fully into your ascension as a result of those energies. That higher light, if you will. So again, as you look out and you look at everything that is happening, you become aware of what is occurring outside of yourself. But it is always the same. Be aware, but not a part of. Not let yourself become emotionally involved or attached to what is happening. Because as you have heard many times, it is an illusion. It is part of the third dimensional illusion. And it is happening now. More and more, but more and more people are realizing that it is an illusion as well. And those that have not yet realized it are thinking that something is awry, something is not right, something needs to shift or change. And as they become aware, just as you became aware, then they begin to question things, just as you are and have been. And as they now begin to question, the masks will fall off. The distancing from your brother and sister will become a thing of the past. For you as the collective you, will realize the full level of consciousness that is in the one consciousness that you are all a part of. You will feel that unity once again, as you felt long ago in your Lemurian and Atlantean times. All of that is returning. You have heard that Atlantis and Lemuria will rise again, but it will rise again within each and every one of you. For you carry the memories and the remnants of those long ago, in much ways, forgotten civilizations, but forgotten for not much longer. For they are indeed arising again. You, each and every one of you that listen to these words and resonate to these words, you are those Lemurians. Come back again. Come back again to remember the old ways, to remember the ancient ways. Be able to utilize those tools that you had at that time. Just as many of you are becoming aware of the crystals again, and the connection with the consciousness within the crystals, and how crystals can hold consciousness and hold remembrances. All of that is returning. So be of good cheer, my friends, my brothers and sisters. For all is certainly not lost. It is exactly the opposite. If you look at it in that way, everything is exactly happening in divine timing, moving toward the full resolution of the end of this old age of illusion in the beginning of this new sense of oneness. Continue to be yourselves. No matter what happens, be who you are. Be true to yourselves. That is all you need to do at this time. And everything continue to take its course just as it is meant to. For you all are in that divine timing right now. I am Ashtar, and I leave you now in peace and love and the full oneness of who each and every one of you are, and that connection to your higher God selves that is bringing you fast toward level of ascension that you so long for.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, and we are ready to continue with this program. This program that was started long ago, and we are not speaking of only this lifetime. We are speaking of this program that was begun many, many lifetimes ago. Each one of you participating at the level that you have been able to, sometimes more than others in past lives. You took a greater role, you might say. And always remember your multidimensional selves and who you are at the higher levels of your being, in those alternate worlds, if you will, that many of you have visited in your dream state and not even realize that they are simply alternate worlds that you are visiting, and you are looking at your alternate selves. It is not necessarily even you as you go into those worlds. You are witnessing or visiting those alternate parts of yourself. Many of you are doing this and getting those glimpses, as we have spoken of, into the higher dimensional frequencies. As you raise your frequencies, those visions or those images will happen even more and more. Those glimpses will occur more and more, both in your dream state and even your awakening state. You will notice many things as you look, as you are looking ahead and you see something out of the corner of your eye, and you look over there and there's nothing there, but you know there was something there. That are the glimpses that are beginning for you. Others are seeing things in the sky, in the clouds, seeing what others will not see, as you have heard many times. For those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, well, you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. You just need to let yourselves go more and more and let yourselves be in this newer timeline that you are creating, this higher vibrational frequency that you are all moving into more and more, and finding yourselves there longer and longer. Have you not noticed that? That you fall back less and less than you did previously. That is because your consciousness is continuing to raise. And as your consciousness continues to raise, you fall less and less back into those lower vibrations. Can it happen? Certainly, yes. Something can trigger that, and you can feel that sense of being disillusioned again, or you can feel depression or something of this nature. But it does not last as long as it normally did, or as it used to do. That is consciousness raising, and you are all doing that more and more now. So as Ashtar has said, and many of us have been saying, be true to yourself, be who you are. Do not let others around you influence you if you do not want them to. If you want them to, that is different. But if you do not want to, then do not capitulate. Do not go along with the normalcy or the seeming normalcy of what is in that 3D illusion yet still. Okay? We are ready for your questions here. Of course, as you know, Shoshana will not be with us, only in spirit here. But we are ready here for your questions. Would you have questions here for One Who Serves?
Hi, One Who Serves. I have a question.
Yes.
We were speaking, you may have picked up during the call earlier, a few of us had mentioned a message that we received from another pretty well-respected channel about some unusual activity that might be happening with these shots that people are getting that has been called vaccines, but we know they're not. And she's indicated, or her sources have indicated, that there's sort of an AI component that affects the energetics of a person who's received shots, to the extent that a person who has not received shots, when coming into contact with them, may, when you know their energy fields tend to mix and link up and associate with one another, then the person who's not received the shots would have the same sort of AI effect. Might, you know, some of it's been characterized as interfering with our, you know, our third eye, our intuition, our ability to connect with our higher selves and our oneness. She's also mentioned that, you know, when we're in a higher state, as you were just speaking about, and Astra had mentioned as well, of, you know, like a 5D type state, then that would not be an issue. But of course, many people do tend to need to, or just end up operating at a 3D, 4D level regularly, particularly when in contact with other people who've been receiving shots. So I was wondering what your take was on that situation. Hopefully it makes sense.
Is there a specific question there though?
Okay, so then if I haven't received any shots, if I'm spending some time with a group of friends and they've all received these shots, you know, the vaccine, as it were, and will their energies, when our energies are mixing together, what would normally take place when we're connecting with one another emotionally and so on, will that then translate into my physical body or even emotional body or other parts of my being receiving sort of an AI signal that be, you know, the sort of a nefarious portion of these vaccines, then yes, I would take that on because of the mixing of
energy. We understand your question now, and we're going to answer it in the same way that we, in many ways, we have already answered this question several times, and others have as well. It is most important for you to know that as you continue to stay within the higher vibrational frequencies, then none of this has any effect on you. It is only when you allow yourselves to drop back down into the illusion in terms of being attached to what is going on and being fearful and these types of things, then you are can succumb to various of these energies as you are speaking from these vaccines and things of this nature, which, of course, as you know, are not really vaccines. They are biological, experimental effects, we will say here, that they are attempting to utilize on the population as a whole, where they have said even, where they want to vaccinate the entire population of the world. How much folly is that there, that they could even think that that would be possible? And certainly it is not and will not. But back to your specific question, can you be affected by those that have had the vaccine and their energies are all over the board, you might say, at times? Can you be affected by this? Yes, you can be, if you allow yourself to be, if you lower your vibration. So what we would suggest to you when you are walking about and going where those ones are, continue to be yourself, be who you are. Do not become emotionally attached to anything. If you see those that are wearing the mask, just notice they are wearing them, but do not become judgmental of them, for they are doing what they feel they need to do. The more you can stay unattached to all of this, the more your vibration will continue to be rising and remain in higher state here. Also know that as your vibrations are higher as well, and you are walking amongst those people, many of them will not even see you. You will be invisible to them. Many of you have already noticed this, where you have been in various situations where those that are feeling or having these types of lower vibrations do not affect you. They do not even notice you, or they may feel the energy from you as a positive energy, and it may be of assistance to them. Not with you even knowing this, but you are having an effect. As you walk out amongst the people, your light walks with you. If you have that light, if you have that intention, if you at that point are in the higher vibrations, then you are affecting them much more than they are affecting you. Okay?
Right,
you understand
you.
It? Was this
I
sufficient
do,
an answer for you?
Yes, thanks.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
I have one. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Good. I'm just wondering if you could tell me if this is true that Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and other people like that have been either already arrested and or even I've heard from some insiders that they've already been executed, and they have clones being just acting in place of them. I'm just wondering if that actually has happened or if it's just something that the insiders want to happen.
Yes, we understand. Without getting into specifics, though, of individuals, as we are always reticent to do here, we can tell you that there are those things which are happening largely behind the scenes as of yet. Some of the intel that you are getting that is coming forward is very accurate, but it is not something that you can see with your physical eyes. Now, with your third eye, that is a different story. In other words, you can see the truth. You can feel the truth in what is coming forward. If it feels right to you, then it largely is right for you. So those ones that you are hearing about, in many respects, yes, some of them have been removed from the picture. You have heard many times that there is the illusion is happening, the movie that is being shown to the general public, that they are still tending to buy into as it is meant to from those of the deep state cabal. So as they are continuing to provide this movie, provide this illusion, then those that are seeing this and experiencing this go along with it. But those of you do not. So what we are saying basically is there is much truth in those things you are hearing, even to the point of doubles and clones and these types of things are very accurate. And you will begin to see more and more the evidence of this as these things come forward into the light. The shadows, those that are in the shadows, must come forward into the light. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
I have a question, one who serves.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Salvador. The split between the awakened and the ones who are asleep seems to be getting much more profound and obvious, and it seems like things are rather insane currently on the planet, and I think that that's understandable because more light is shining. Can you tell us where we are as a collective right now, maybe even a percentage? If does Source want a certain level of the awakened or a percentage of the population before announcements are made to further awaken as we move into our ascension? Where are we doing collectively?
What it seems like to us is you are trying to come in the back door on this and not saying time frame, but now you are saying percentage, which is in some ways the same thing here. We cannot give time frame, we cannot give percentage, but we can tell you that the awakening population is happening much, much more than you can possibly believe at this point. Many, even though they do not show it, are saying enough is enough. They are becoming fed up with all of these, the nonsense that is happening, the seeming nonsense. But this seeming nonsense is important for the awakening. So that is what you must come to understand, is it is all purposeful. Everything is happening for a reason and certainly being orchestrated in that respect. Because as more and more of the chaos happens, it even awakens more and more people, such as the border crisis that you are hearing about now more and more, that has been caused because of the seeming movement of your presidency and all of this. So all of this is, again, it is happening as it needs to for a reason, and you just need to continue to let everything play out here. Again, looking at it as an illusion. So do not become involved in it. Do not become attached in any way. And you will see as you continue to move in that direction, in the direction of the light, in the direction of the higher vibrational frequencies more and more, then the illusion will become more and more in the past for yourself. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yes.
This is Dwayne. I have a question.
Yes.
This is kind of a complex question for me. I'm not going to say names or anything because it kind of it turns into asking a personal question, and I don't really mean it that way. Just kind of general. I was originally taught when I started waking up many years ago that a higher self was called our oversoul. And with the Ancient Awakenings group, they call your higher self basically your higher self. But yeah. And I know the name of my higher self, and it's very similar to the name of Ashtar. And I never heard of Ashtar when I got that name. But again, I'm trying not to be personal. I'm just trying to make an example. And someone said that perhaps my higher self is an aspect of someone else. Like, it'd be like my higher self's higher self.
Yes.
Is that possible? How does that work?
Most definitely. That is what you are speaking of here in terms of, remember, there are multidimensional selves and there are many higher selves as well. So if you look at it from the point of the beginning, you might say, where the monad, or what you would be calling possibly the over-self here, what we will say, in a sense, put down a lower vibration of itself into a lower vibrational frequency. And then that one put down a lower version of itself, or a lower aspect of itself, and so on down. And then you come to your higher self directly. That is you. But there are levels beyond that level of higher self. Higher self has a higher self. That higher self has a higher self, etc., etc. You are looking at billions and trillions and beyond that of years of existence in terms of creation here. You see?
Okay.
You understand?
So it goes all the way back to source.
Yes.
Like that's how that works. I mean,
yes.
Eventually we return to source.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly, okay. Yes.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
That's all from me. I appreciate you answering my question.
We give you something here. You have come from the ethers and moved into the stars and are moving now from the stars back to the ethers.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Thank you. Is there a suggestion that you have for us in order for us a tool, some kind of tool that we can do in order to clear our mental body so we can allow to get to have contact with our higher self or I Am Presence? And the second part of that question, would that be possible to overdo the clearing work and kind of throw off the nervous system? Is that a possibility? Because I felt that I have done that, but I'm not sure if that's a possibility.
Do not understand the second part of your question.
The second part is that, is it a possibility to overdo the clearing work and as a result overthrow the nervous system of the person?
Are you asking if the energies that are coming in to the planet can affect your nervous system?
No, the question is, I'm going to refer it to me. Maybe that will be clear. Sometimes I feel that I have done I overdo my clearing work, like releasing resistance.
Yes, now we understand. And we give you this. There are those that attempt to take heaven by storm. And we would not suggest that you do that, because that can have detrimental effects to your nervous system, as you are saying. One example is working with the Kundalini energy. And working with the Kundalini energy without the proper guidance and tools, as you have said here, to be used. If you do that, then you are literally playing with fire here, which can consume you, or in your understanding here, can affect your nervous system, and has many times where people have attempted to raise their Kundalini energy before its time, before they have done the necessary work before that. See? And that can certainly affect the nervous system.
Okay, so that is the Overtron. Okay.
What you need to do when you are working in this way is be gentle. Go about it gently. Do not overdo it. One instance is spinning. If you spin again and again and again and again and on and on and on and keep spinning, that would not be very effective for you. But if you do it little bit by little bit and increase it over a period of time, that would be very helpful. Too much, too fast would lead to detrimental effects, or can lead to detrimental effects.
Oh, great to know, because I wasn't sure if I was overdoing it, you know, I was just doing it. But I noticed that my ascension symptoms were really aumenting, increasing. And that came to my realization that I was overthrowing the nervous system. And the first part of the question, is there a suggestion or tools that we can clear our mental body to allow contact with the I Am presence by yourselves?
Everything that you are doing or have been working on, such as these guided meditations that we do with you, is all about connecting, as you are saying, with your higher God self, with your connecting your various bodies together, your physical, your astral, etheric, your mental bodies. All of this are part of it. So you are already doing it. Now, there are those things you can do, such as the working with crystals. If you have an inclination toward that, you can utilize crystals to also help you. But it would be important for you to gain guidance as to how to work with those crystals. That is one aspect. There are other ways, and we would suggest that you do some research on this topic, because there is much information that you can find on this.
Great. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Would there be any other question? We need to release channel here shortly.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
It's Drusilla. I just wanted to ask you, more effects of body aches and internal aches, odd kind of feelings, are these due to increase in energy?
Absolutely. There is no question about that. These are those ascension symptoms, and the effect of these energies that are coming in, that are becoming stronger and stronger. And the more that you are able to stay within higher vibrational frequencies, the less that these will affect you, such as your nervous system and these things that are creating these various symptoms that you are speaking of. But also understand that as these symptoms are happening, know that they are part of the process. Now, if it is something that you feel needs to be
receive a checkup on in terms of go to a medical professional or something of this nature, then you would need to do so. But for the most part, you would not need to do that because these are symptomatic of the ascension process here. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes. We are ready for your email question. If there, we know there is one here, yes?
Yes, one who serves, thank you. The question is about the Evergreen ship that is currently stuck in the Suez Canal. The person wonders who was really behind it, who is in the ship, and how will this all work out and unfold? Thank you.
What we can tell you is not a whole lot here because you are receiving information, various intel, as you say that, use that word here, and some of this, and not all of this, but some of this is accurate, and we would not want to spoil the surprise that is coming as a result of this. So this is what you might call a major domino effect that is beginning a process here. Not the process in terms of moving toward the event, but a domino that is about to fall that will lead to several others that are coming after this. It is all part of the process. We cannot tell you exactly, again, what it is or who's behind it, although if you look into this and follow some of that that's coming forward here in terms of understanding about this, then you will begin to know, yes, who is behind it, what is happening, and what is the intended result from this. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
We are done for the time here, and we, as always, we appreciate your willingness to come together each and every week here. Because as you do that, you keep adding to your vibrations, keep increasing your vibrations. Even if it is only during this time, notice how your vibrations immensely increase during this time you come together each Sunday here. And it is important that you continue to do so because you are approaching, we will say here, approaching a grand moment that is coming very fast here. That is all we can say on that, though. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.